Some time ago, my friend Mike called me and said,
Steve, I have a message for you. You have to make a podcast. It's very important. Do it now.
And I said, okay, I will. Can you provide me with extra time to do that during my busy schedule? He said he couldn't do that. But then I managed to free up some time. So here's my podcast, Audio Chimera. This is episode number 22, Word Salad Days. I am much more disturbed by the voices outside my head than the ones inside. When I was young, we used to complain about commercials all the time. They seemed a never-ending part of our entertainment. They drop in between songs on the radio and fill time between TV shows. And of course, we knew they had to be there. Sponsors paid for the shows and made it possible for them to exist. So in order to have things to listen to or watch, which came into our radio and television receivers free of charge, we, of course, had to put up with such things as...
Oh, hi, guys.
Where's the beef?
It's leaky, it's leaky.
Brush-a, brush-a, brush-a. Here's the new iPad.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Hot dogs. Armor hot dogs.
Where's the beef?
What kind of kids eat Armor hot dogs?
Flop, flop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Things go better with Coca-Cola.
Oh, oh, oh.
Green Giant.
They're great.
Where's the beef?
And other commercial bits. Thanks to writemeajingle.com and youtube.com for those sound clips. So not only did we watch the commercials, but we also remembered them, and we might even have sung along with them. And some of them may have stayed in our memories for decades until we wanted to regurgitate them into a podcast. I recall a bunch of cowboys asserting that Winston tastes good like a cigarette should, and being corrected by a professor type who said, you mean as a cigarette should. And they grab him and carry him around and basically physically abuse him, saying, what do you want, good grammar or good taste? I would like none of your anti-intellectual crap, actually. Things changed when cable TV came along. We had to subscribe to cable, which meant that we were paying for access to the shows we previously pulled out of the airwaves for nothing. And yet commercials continued to appear. I guess the rationalization then was that commercials paid for the production and broadcast or cable cast, and we paid for the delivery system and the dubious privilege of receiving them. But the proliferation of commercials and ads has been amazing. Watch a half-hour comedy from the 1960s and the show takes up most of those 30 minutes. A current show, barely 21. An hour show, about 43 minutes. And not only are there more commercials, there are more breaks and the shows are more fragmented. How do you even tell a story in 5 segments, none of which seems to be over 5 minutes long? And of course we are barraged with commercials everywhere. Have you been to a movie theater lately? There are commercials before the movie, and then the trailers start, and then they put commercials in between them, thinly disguised as movie trailers. When I'm home, I mute the commercials on TV, but here I am forced to endure them, before being hit over the head almost constantly with product placement. And then there's the World Wide Web. What began as a means for global communication has been taken over by shopping, and is used as a medium for advertisements. First, do you remember a time when a product, a service, or anything didn't have a .com address appended to it? If you do, you're probably my age or close to it. If not, you are much younger and the web has always been a part of your existence. Then, of course, there are the incessant ads. My personal favorites are the ones that pop up on Facebook for products I have just recently bought. I decide I want something, like a new video camera to make short films, and I make a purchase. Apparently that company's cookies talk to Facebook's cookies, and so Facebook wants to show me this wonderful camera I should buy. Yes, the one I just ordered. 2 days later, the one I just received. 2 days after, yes, the one I've already begun using. And I turned that ad off, but it's happened enough times to be a trend. Now they're talking about targeting us in public spaces with specific ads.
Steven, turn right and get a wonderful deal on the new Nexo Flamabuy product.
I believe this happened in the movie Minority Report. And let's not mention the dystopian flying billboards in Blade Runner. And speaking of billboards, who thinks that those electronic billboards work? Can anyone read that fast as you drive by? My reaction is generally, shiny. What did it say? At least it hasn't quite yet come to what I feared would be the future of commercials. This was my take from a few years back, suggesting that the above-mentioned anti-intellectualism would take greater hold, by now, and commercials would really need to spell things out. Slowly.
Hello. This is Kraft Mustard. See the container? It is yellow. Kraft Mustard is yellow. Kraft Mustard is good. When you need mustard, think of Kraft Mustard. Kraft Mustard in the yellow container. It says Kraft Mustard on the front.
Well, thank goodness we escaped that.
Head on, apply directly to the forehead. Head on, apply directly to the forehead. Head on, apply directly to the forehead. Head on, available at Walgreens.
Okay, maybe not. So what I really don't understand are three things that seem to be plaguing our current society. First, we have shifted much of our manufacturing overseas, especially to China. There's been talk of bringing manufacturing back to the U.S., but besides the higher cost of paying American workers, God forbid, and we'll talk about that more in a minute, people actually object to manufacturing here at home because it will lead to pollution of earth, air, and water, and we should allow other countries, like China, to poison themselves if they want to make our goods. Besides being a horrible modern extension to colonial ideas of the past, rape other countries so that we can reap the benefits here at home, why don't we use that good old Yankee ingenuity and know-how and create new technologies to make manufacturing a cleaner process? Less or no pollution, American jobs, and American-made goods. This sounds like a win-win-win to me. I tend to buy American whenever possible, so this would be a great idea. This feeds directly into item number two, the widespread preference for fossil fuels over alternative energy sources such as wind and solar. Fact, the use of solar power will not deplete the sun. I know some people don't respond well to facts, but there it is. These renewable forms of energy can go a long way to powering our cities and our new manufacturing plants. And they don't add to pollution the way coal and natural gas do. To fossil fuels, I say, to quote the personnel of the reboot of Battlestar Galactica, frack no. Another objection people have is, how will people afford these more expensive American-made products? Old idea, raise the minimum wage. Why should fast food workers make $15 an hour? Wrong question. Should fast food workers make a living wage to take care of themselves and their families? Now I say, frack yeah. No, I'm not suddenly in favor of fracking since the last paragraph, I'm just not using the other F word. Here's how I see it. We employ people with a higher minimum wage who can then pay rent and buy food and purchase consumer goods. If they are purchasing, then companies are making more money. This creates a cycle. Wages go to employees who, as consumers, send the money back in profits to the companies. Am I missing something? Maybe I need to ask my fellow Berkeleyite Robert Reich if this makes sense. But of course, this will all lead to more commercials. Anything you want to hear more about from this podcast? I can elaborate. Just send your request to Stephen Schrum at museoffire.com. That's StephenSchrum at museoffire, MUSOFYR.com. Or leave a message at 724-835-4074, and I'll see what I can do. I receive no cash for products I mentioned, but please feel free to throw money at me to advertise here. For more information on my works, check out my website, museoffire.com. For written works, search for me on Smashwords as Stephen Schrum or Museoffire, or find me on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. This is Stephen Schrum. Thanks for listening to Audio Chimera.